Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and I've got filmmaker Camilla Roman with me. Hi, Camilla.
Hi.
Hi, so Camilla is in Oslo, Norway, and I'm in Los Angeles, California. So we are on Zoom. So if you don't like the audio quality, my apologies, but blame the Zoom Corporation, not us. I don't have the budget yet to fly out to Norway with microphones, but maybe someday.
Yeah.
And we just had a wonderful talk about Camilla and her filmmaking and her acting career. So if you want to listen to that, it's the podcast before this one. And I just want to mention that I met Camilla because her film Waves was at the Sherman Oaks Film Festival in 2021. And it won the Filmmakers Award for Outstanding Short Film Drama. So you definitely want to watch Waves. And guess what? You can pretty soon. I think probably in January 2023. And it will be in the Discover Indie Film TV series. So if you want to see a wonderfully made short film, just go to Amazon Prime Video, type in Discover Indie Film. There's currently 6 seasons. Season 7 will have Camilla's film Waves in it, and I highly recommend it. And of course, give it 5 stars, give it nice reviews, be kind to everyone. Write a review that says, "This film Waves is one of the best I've ever seen."
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff.
Yeah, my pleasure. And this podcast will have nothing to do with any of that, because this podcast, Camilla will be answering the Discover Indie Film 4 questions, which is the fun way to talk to filmmakers about their favorite films, because the 4 questions are favorite films, and then number 2 is an underrated film, then an overrated film, and then a lesser known film for people to seek out. Needless to say, Camilla, you're based in Norway and you've lived in London and Los Angeles, so no pressure. I expect you to name lots of films I didn't hear of, because one thing, whenever I have a European on this podcast, I realize that I don't know a damn thing about European film anymore. It was a little easier in the 80s to keep up with it, but yeah, I don't keep up with anything anymore.
There was so few in the 80s. Well, at least from Norway.
That's true. Do you want to just jump in and share your favorites?
Well, yes, of course. My favorites, though, I'm afraid are more, well-known films.
That's great.
Yeah. I had a little, discussion with my husband. I said, I have these questions I have to answer. And, I need to, just bounce some ideas off of you and stuff. And, on top of my list, I just can't help it, but it's The Godfather. It's just, it's one of the films that I've seen the most time, the first one. And I just think it's marvelous, like so many other people.
Marvelous, epic filmmaking. Yeah, I do greatly appreciate that. That's just a superb film.
Yeah. It is.
I make people angry because I don't feel the same way about Godfather 2.
Yeah. But I think that is wonderful as well. But the first one is just, I couldn't name more than 3 films. So.
Sure. Well, you can always break the rules, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna.
Bravo.
So, and then I think my second favorite is Inglourious Basterds.
Oh yes,
and it's mainly because of Christoph Waltz. He's just so extraordinary. And of course, when that film came out, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, no one outside of Germany, I assume.
Yeah, and but I really like that historic. And that era of, I think it's very exciting, and they took just a very different approach to it. And
I agree with you. I think it's far and away his best film, Tarantino's best film.
I agree.
I think one of the really neat things about it is also Christoph Waltz plays German. I know actors can play other cultures, and other nationalities. But I think in that film, maybe with the exception of Michael Myers playing a British officer doing his dad's voice, every German character is played by a German actor. French actors play the French characters. The French Jewish girls played by a French Jewish girl. Everyone is everyone. The Americans are playing Americans. I think there's a genuineness that you get from that kind of casting.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, it's exciting. It's funny. It's violent. It's, you know, you have it all. And I mean,
you have it all, and you have
it all. And I'm not generally a fan of violent movies or like war movies, but this is just so different in the storytelling that, yeah.
It is. It is. It's so, I mean, I will forever remember that scene. Well, all the Christoph Waltz scenes are remarkable. Mm. But the one where all you see is his torso behind her head and you're watching her face reacting to everything he's saying. And I totally understand people who are not Tarantino fans, but I think that film is just an exception to all their criticism.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess you have a third one.
Yeah, well, it's not maybe, you know, of all times, but it is a film that I saw it very recently, actually on the plane coming back or going to LA recently. And it was a film that when I saw the trailer, I guess a couple of years ago, I thought, oh, that film, I know I'm going to love that film. And then, you know, I didn't get to see it until I was on the plane. And it's The Shape of Water. And it's just so beautiful and so surreal surrealist and yeah.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. And, it's funny because it won Best Picture. Right. So I think a lot of people got harsh towards it. But I remember sitting through that film and thinking, I cannot believe it exists. Like, it's so unique. Mm. It really is a fairy tale for adults.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And who does that? Who makes fairy tales but for grownups?
Yeah. And the actors are, I mean, Sally Hawkins and Michael Shannon, again, they're just so extraordinary. And Michael Shannon is just so mean and awful but so good. So yeah, it's so beautiful, that film.
Yeah Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful list. Okay. Yeah. Well, question number two is a film that is underrated.
Well, that one I didn't really know what to say, and I you know, I went into IMDb to see their list of And one of the films that came up there was The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which David Fincher. And I think I didn't know that was an underrated film. But that, of course, is a film that is taken from a Swedish film, because this is a Swedish trilogy called the Millennium Trilogy. And if anyone hasn't seen the Swedish ones, you should definitely see them. And I think the Swedish one is actually also called The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, but maybe you can find it under Man Hates Women. That is like the translated original title. And it does have some very famous Swedish actors in them, so you will probably have seen some of these actors in other stuff as well in Hollywood productions. But yeah, so that is my, I don't know if it's underrated, but it's definitely something that I recommend. Right.
Well, I think a lot of people just see it as a good action sort of thriller. But yeah, maybe people don't respect it for being such a finely made film. I know Fincher is beloved by many, but I think people tend to go crazy for, you know, either Fight Club or The Social Network.
Mm.
But But yeah. I don't often hear a girl with a dragon tattoo named as one as his, you know, as yeah. for its artistic merits.
Yeah. Well, I think that is also a really very good movie. And also watch the Swedish ones too. They are as good.
Yeah, it's funny. I've always heard
they're very different, and but still they still tell the same story or the same characters, but you see them in very different ways, but they are still, it still makes sense.
I have to confess, yeah. I've always heard that I should watch the Swedish versions, and I've always wanted to, and I haven't yet. So after the next film festival, I'm going to try, because that's my chance to try to catch up on films. And I've heard nothing but wonderful things about the Swedish.
Yeah.
And the occasional snob who says you should only watch the Swedish and avoid the Americanized versions.
Mm. No, I think they're all good. So watch them all.
Wonderful. I will. Well, the next one is overrated.
Okay. I don't know if this is like overrated. I mean, when it comes to like, you know, but you know, one of the films that I really do not like at all, and a lot of people, especially women, they love this film, and it's like one of their favorite films, and it's Notting Hill, and I just can't stand that film. Just can't stand it.
Just too is it too sugary, too?
It just never made sense to me that those people would ever fall in love. I just don't believe it. And also the you know, Hugh Grant used to play these kind of characters, and I never used to like it. But now I think he's a good actor. Like the recent stuff that he'd done, like The Gentleman, for example, I think is extraordinary. But back then, just couldn't take it with all the, you know, that same type character. But yeah, I mean, that film has been so, like a lot of people love that film, and I never understood why.
You know, I think someone who would agree with you vehemently is Hugh Grant, because I heard an interview with him where he was so critical of everything. He said, all I did was smile and act all I tried to do was be charming. I wasn't acting at all. He was so critical. And I actually thought he was actually, Notting Hill is not my bag, but About a Boy, I thought he was actually quite good.
Mm-hmm.
But that had a little more depth to it. But yeah, he certainly got typecast as your job is to be the cute British dream boy.
Yeah, awkward kind of, yeah.
Awkward and yet completely desirable. So
yeah, exactly. So.
For sure. And you know, who knows? I bet Julie Roberts isn't too proud of Notting Hill either, because she moved on and she tried to get as far away from rom-coms as well.
Yeah. So, but still, a lot of people are like, oh, I love Notting Hill. I've seen it 100 times.
Yeah, I know. I only saw it the one time in the theater. And I have to say, I think my favorite part was Reese Iffons as the roommate wearing rude t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because I would watch him do anything.
Yeah, he's funny.
All right, well, the last one is something lesser known, a lesser known film.
Yeah, lesser known. So I have to go with a Norwegian film. So again, this film was also made into a Hollywood film. And that's Insomnia. So it was made into a Hollywood film. It's Al Pacino, Robin Williams, and Hilary Swank who play that. And I think that was in 2002. The original... The Norwegian one is also called Insomnia. It's from 97. And it's shot in my hometown in the north of Norway, in Tromsø. And I'm actually an extra in that film. So you can like see me a little bit. and it's Stellan Skarsgård who plays the lead, the role that Al Pacino has in the American version. So but this one, you really get to see, you know, the... It's different. It's very different. And it's just so, I guess, I mean, making films in the north of Norway was something that had hardly ever been done. It was very rare. Still is, but at the time, especially. and you will get to see where I grew up. So, a town in the north of Norway with the midnight sun. Midnight sun is like almost like a character itself in the film.
Yeah, I have to say, I was not a fan of the Christopher Nolan Insomnia. It never clicked for me.
Yeah.
I never got into the story at all. And I always heard, and of course, Stellan Skarsgård, oh my God, he's one of the few people who can be in a Marvel movie and still be brilliant. But I never saw the Norwegian. Yeah. So
yeah. So you,
I guess between, I'll put that ahead of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, because
yeah.
I promise not to focus on the extras too much, but
yeah,
if I see you, wonderful. And I've always heard it was an amazing.
That was the first time I was on a film set.
Oh.
So yeah, it was just before I started drama school. So it was, just an experience of being on a film set and watching, of course, Stellan Skarsgård, who, you know, already then was pretty big star.
Yeah, he's, man, is he an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
And his list is so long, I can't even come up with all the,
yeah,
all the great films that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to hear what you think of it compared to the American version.
Well, I know I'm going to like it more than the American version directed by a British guy, because, Insomnia. What can I say? I think, wasn't that the film that Nolan did Memento, and was that next? That might have been next, and I was disappointed. But anyway, I'm not saying anything bad about Christopher Nolan. I'm sure it's not his favorite film of his either. So, well, Camilla, thank you so much for taking the time to go through that silly and hopefully fun exercise of naming favorite films.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And for those who want to watch her film Waves, one outstanding short film drama at the Sherman Oaks Film Festival in 2021, just go to, after January of 2023, go to Amazon Prime Video and type in Discover Indie Film. This podcast gave birth to a TV series because I was talking to filmmakers, because I was disappointed with, you know, we actually, our festivals tend to have like 15-ish minute Q&As, which I think is a little long for most festivals, but it still wasn't enough. I was like, especially because you have to hand it over to the audience and let them ask questions, and sometimes audience members ask questions and I'm sitting there going, why would you waste our time with that? So I started a podcast and was talking to filmmakers, and I found out that all the features were going to streaming platforms and the shorts really weren't. Talked to a bunch of filmmakers who've made shorts, and I said, you want to put all the shorts together into a TV series? Everyone said yes, and now we're on season 7. So season 7 will have Camilla Roman's film Waves in it, which I'm very proud of. So, which I guess I have a note here too. We have the Los Angeles premiere.
Yeah, correct.
Even if we didn't get to have you here in person. So anyway, I have it also in my notes. People want to follow you and your work, go to CamillaRoman.com, and that'll be in the show notes. And I will blab on very briefly. Just if you want to learn more about this podcast or the TV series, go to DiscoverIndieFilm.com. On social media, it's at DIFWINS. I just mentioned the Sherman Oaks Film Festival. That's every November. It's ShermanOaksFF.com on the web, and it's at ShermanOaksFF on social media. And there's a sister festival called Film Invasion Los Angeles. You can learn more at FilmInvasionLA.com, and it's at FilmInvasionLA on social media. And there, we got through. And please, anywhere you see Camilla's work, give it 5 stars and write a nice review. Go on and, you know, buy the TV series on Amazon and then give it a 5-star review. You know, life is short. Be nice to people you don't know. Give them good reviews. All right. Thank you again, Camilla.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
And thank you, everyone, for listening.